Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Yud Zayin, and we're about by the two dots back on Tes Zayin Amud Beis, discussing the status of an Onein. A reminder, an Onein is a person who's one of their seven Krovid passed away, and they have a status of an Onein until the actual Kavura. Once the Kavura starts, then they change status from an Onein into an Ovel. So we were learning that the Mishnah had said that if an Onein, a Kohen who's an Onein, the Kabbalah, that the Kabbalah is not going to be good. That's what says Onein Posel by two dots. Omarava, Lo Shanu Ela B'Korban Yachid. This halacha only applies if the Kohen was bringing a Korban Yachid, of a Korban Tzibur, but if it was a Tzibur, Korban, so then Meratze, it would work, right? Kavachomre mituma. It's going to be a Kavachomre in case of if he was Tummy. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Bias Mikdash Perik Beis. In Halacha Hey, he's talking about a Kohen Gadol, but in Halacha Vav, he mentions about Kohen Hedyot, that Shekohen Hedyot Sheshu Haya B'Mikdash, okay, so he's in the Mikdash, Bevodaso Vishama Shemeslo Mace, that one of his seven relatives died. Shehu Chaylis Abilov, right? Afal Pisha Eini Yotze Min HaMikdash. He doesn't have to leave. Eina Oved. He does not do the avoda anymore once he's an onein mipnei shehu onein, right? Okay, ve'im avod v'hu onein shel Torah chilel avodoso. It becomes he's mechalal the avoda bein bekorban yachid bein bekorban tzibur. So this applies for again a kohen hedyot. If he's doing it, he is an onein. He's makav the korban anyway, so he's mechalal. Whether it's a private, like Korban Yochid, or whether it's for the Tzibur, for the community. Aval continues the Rambam, Kohen Gadol, Ove Kishuhu Onein, right? But a Kohen Gadol is allowed to continue his avoda while he is an Onein. Right? So the Mishnah says now, I'm sorry, the Gemara is speaking out the Kavachomer. Matuma Shalohutra Miklala Itzel Kohen Gadol Bekorban Yochid. Right, like you find by the tumah that was there, it wasn't mutter for him when the Kohen Gadol was doing it for that, right? Because you can't bring a korban yachid, right? But hutra eitzel hedyot be korban tzibur, but it's allowed for the hedyot, right, to do it for the tzibur. Anino shehutra michlalo eitzel Kohen Gadol be korban yachid. But when he's an onein, right? Tony wasn't allowed, but he's an onein. So we just saw from the Rambam that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to bring Korban Yachid, Eino din shehutra eitzel Kohen hedyot be korban tzibur. So then kal v'chomer, certainly we should allow a regular hedyot to continue doing this if he's doing the korban of a tzibur. So maskif lo rava bar ahiloi. They had a kash on this, right? The opposite way. You know, if you're going to make this kavachom, then I could have learned it the exact opposite way. Like this. Lo hutr aninus eitzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid mikavachomer. I'm going to tell you, no. You wouldn't be allowed to do the kohen gadol. He's an onein from different kavachomer. Like this. Umatuma shehutr eitzel kohen hedyot b'tzibur. Just like you find that tuma is allowed for the kohen gadol when he's doing the korban of a tzibur, but lo hutr eitzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid, but it doesn't work with for a yachid. Aninus, right, when he's an onein, shelo hutr eitzel kohen hedyot b'korban tzibur. Kohen hedyot can't do that. When he's an owning for the tzibur, ain't a din sakav chomer shlo hutr eitzel kohen gadol v'korban yachid. So then certainly the kohen gadol shouldn't be allowed to do it for a yachid, right? The tutar tuma eitzel kohen gadol v'korban yachid nikav chomer. So you could say like this: we'll come along now, make a kav chomer that the kohen gadol should be allowed to do the korban yachid when he's tummy. Uma aninus shalohut or eitzel kohen hedyot b'korban tzibur. By when there is an owning for kohen hedyot, he's allowed to do for the tzibur, right? Hutra eitzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid. Tuma shehutra eitzel kohen hedyot b'korban tzibur. When he's tummy, he could still do that for the korban tzibur. Se'ein adin, wouldn't it be logical to say shehutra eitzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid? So then certainly he should be allowed for kohen gadol to do for an individual korban yachid. Right, velo tutar tuma itzel kohen hedyo b'korban tzibur mikav v'chomer, and then for we can keep going and say by a kohen hedyot wouldn't be allowed to do this if v'nis tamei for korban tzibur from the following kav v'chomer. Uma aninus, what like do we find by aninus shehutra itzel kohen gadol b'korban yachid? The kohen gadol is allowed to do this if he's an owning for the tzibur. I'm sorry, for a korban yachid. Lo hutra eitzel kohen hedyot b'korban tzibur, and it's not allowed for a A kohen had to do this if he's bringing a korban tzibur in his tummy. So tuma shlo hutra eats a kohen gadol the korban yochid, but the tuma which is not allowed for the kohen gadol to do when it's bringing the korban for yochid. Ain a din, isn't it logical to say shlo hutra but kohen had you be korban tzibur? So then you wouldn't allow a lesser, like a lower level kohen to bring the korban tzibur when he's tamei, right? So the Gemara says like a little way of remembering this: velo tutar, aninus, vetuma, tuma, yochid, viyochid, tzibur, siman. That's the way to remember the all these rejections. Again, this is all from Rava Bar Ahiloi. Okay, so now on Yud Zayin, Ella. So really, we're gonna say like this: just say over outside because you could make a logical argument, you can make a kal v'chomer in both directions, and each kal v'chomer contradicts the other one, so we're going to say that really one each is going to, stand by. So normally when the Gemara uses the word like, el ikla mifrach, mifrach usually means, I can shlug it up, right? So here, since you can make the kal v'chomer that's going to contradict each other, so you can't really, one's not more mochrach than the other one, right? So then the iser for a person who's an onin or when they're tamei, so they have to be isolated, you can't use each one against the other. That's really, in a nutshell, what the one is about to say. So here we go on the top. Since you could have a pircha in each direction, you could shlug it up. So therefore, each one is going to stand in its place, right? It's just another example when the Gemara uses the word teku. The word teku actually means something. We've said this many times, but there is, I think in the Shita Mikubetzis, maybe others have like this, the teku is Rosh Hateus for Tishbi, Taretz, Kushu, Ubayos. That might be a nice way to be Mechazik or Amuna in Eliyahu Hanavin and Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehei Rabbi Amenu, but really the word teku itself means let it stand. It simply means the question was unresolved. So here the Gemara uses it in the same context, right? Kol chad v'chadu teku b'duchte. It stands in its place, and therefore it's not really what's it called? Mukruch one way or the other. Okay, now we're going to get to some inyan diyoma from Parsha Zemor. This week's Parsha. Tevul Yom, right? We learned that the mission said that if a person was a Tevul Yom, a person went to the mikveh that day, and he's waiting at Terev Shemesh, he's waiting for the complete Tahara process to come with the sunset. So this was another example in that list from the beginning of the second parak yesterday of people who are disqualified. And if they do the avoda, it's possible. So the Gemara is now going to ask Minolan, how do we know that the Tevul Yom, his avoda is no good? Right, the Tanya learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Simoi, Oimer, Remez the Tevul Yom, She'im Over Chilel Minayin. What's a hint for this? So Talmud Loimer Kedoshim Yihiyu V'lo Yichalu. So what's the actual pasuk? It's the beginning of Parshas Emor. Kedoshim Yu Lelo Kehem V'lo Yichalu Shem Elok Eichem Ki Es Ishe Hashem Lechem Elok Eichem Heim Makrivim V'hoyu Kodesh. So you see from this, the Gemara now has a drasha from this, right? Now, if it wouldn't have been written out like this, right? Im ein le inyan le tome de nothing me vehan vini no vei nozru, right? Learning it out from we saw was the next pair about warning them. Just see that pasuk as well, because it's kedai to put all together in pasuk pair chav beis pasuk bes bet. Daber el Aaron ve'el bona ve'yinozru mikodshi v'nei Yisroya v'lo yichalu es shem kodshi asher heim akrivim li ani Hashem. So you see, ve'yinozru, that the Gemara has the lashon is to warn them that they have to literally to withdraw, like a nozir is to hold back, to separate themselves. I think actually my chaver told me that in modern Hebrew, the word nozir means like a monk. Right? I mean, someone who separates, right? So, to separate, right? So, therefore, if you're not going to use it for that, Tenehu in the Tevul Yom. So now we have it, we can apply it to the case of the Tevul Yom, the person who went to Mikveh, right? So, and he's no longer really tummy in every sense, but the coin is tummy in certain regards. I mean, he can't have truma, he can't eat korbanos, he can't go into the base of Migdash, right? So, 1 second. Why do you have to learn it to a Tevul Yom? Amos is the Gemara Tenehu Inyan La Koreach Karcha. Maybe it's a person who, again, this week's Parsha, who makes a bald spot, literally, right? Or the Mashchis Pas Zalkan, he destroys his beard, right? That's what I talked about beforehand. Right? Let's just see that pasuk. That's in Chafalif. Hey. Lo Yikruchu Korcha B'Roisham. Upaz zakonam lo yigalechu, right? Not to shelof ubasarom lo yisritu soratus, not to make a I don't know how to translate sorat, like a gash or something in your skin because of that. So maybe that's what the pasuk is talking about. How do you know it's talking about a tevul yom? That's the Gemara's question. It's interesting to note, actually, that we have both here in this pasuk, this week's parsha, of not having a bald spot, right? That you can't make a gash, and you also find it later on is a similar lav in Parshas Re'eh, the beginning of Perek Yudalad, with the Chumash writes over there. It says, "Bonam atem l'Hashem lokechem lo sizgodu lo sasimu korcha bein einechem lames." Not to make a gash there. So you have it here by the Kohanim, and you have it over there in Chumash Devarim by Yisrael. So what's the need for the repeats? There's a beautiful Kliyakar who speaks out in this week's Parshan, and Pasuk Hey, he explains why is it that we need it repeated. So he explains what the Havamina would have been in both directions. Says the Kliyakar, Afa Pishagam Yisrael Huzuru Akach, right? We have the Jews, regular Yisrael, meaning a non-Kohen, Mikol Makom Tavai Hitzrichi. Nevertheless, we still needed to have it both for a Kohen and for a Yisrael. To Iashmin and Yisrael, if you only would have told me that the prohibition is by a Yisrael making a gash. Sahavamina Davka Vedas Yisrael Ledoro She'ein Oyser Roshim Kolkach. Right? By Yisrael. And it's not such a loss, right? Al Kain Ein Hitzdair Olav B'Yoyser L'Krach Karcha Olav. So therefore, don't make such a thing, because it's okay, a Jew died, but not to overreact to that. It's not such a big loss. There's not such a gap in the generation now that this Yisrael is gone. L'fi She'ein Oyser Gan Kain Kolkach Karcha Ba'Olam. Right? It's not such a Karcha means like a bald spot. There's no lacking thing in the world. Right, ava, but Kohen Misharis Elokeinu Shemes, but a Kohen who is working Beis Hamikdash and he dies, vaday aveda gedol ledor. It's a tremendous loss for that generation. Therefore, va'oisik korcha ba'olam, he made a bald spot in the world. So salkadai dechamin, I would think mutar leKohen kroivoy leKorech alav korcha. He would be allowed to make it because it's such a tremendous loss. So kamash malan. That's why I explained the havmina. You would think for a Kohen, you would be allowed to make it, okay? Now the Kliyakar speaks out the other side. V'yashmina b'kohanim. If the Torah would have only written you can make that there's an Isser by Kohanim, Sahavmina shemitzad shehakohen misharis elokeinu v'adam miyad achemoisa hu nichnas ba'or achayim hanitzchi. You would think since he was an Oved Hashem, he's working in the base of Magnus, as soon as a person like this, a Kohen, passes away, he's going directly to the Olam Habol. Chaim Hanitzchi, says the Kliyakar. Lefikach einochu mehitzdair al misoso, right? Ki v'tov also, he's going to, like they say, a better place. So therefore, there's no reason to have tsar from that. Ava bestam Yisrael, for a regular Jew, a non-Kohen, she'en batuch, we don't have such a guarantee over here, shlo yer p'nei ha-Gehenim, we don't know where he's going, maybe he's going to Gehenim. So sakadai techamin, maybe you think, okay, so then I'd be allowed to in this case, I could make a gash, right, do this, so therefore, kamash malan, what the havmina was in both directions, so therefore, kliyakar, beautiful idea, could save over by the Shabbos table, this week's daf, but you have a nice vort as to why the Torah had both prohibitions. Okay, so Nagmor says, no, I'll tell you why, though, just to back, we're discussing why that this had you talking about a tevul yom. It says like this, Tevul Yom De'im Avad B'Misa. If the Tevul Yom did it, he gets Misa. So Minolan had, you know, the Dagamar Chilu Mitruma. It's learned out a Gezer Shava from Truma, right? The Apostle of the Truma, person who is Apostle for the Truma, Machil Avoda, right? He's Machal the Avoda. The low pasul of truma, if he's not pasul, he's allowed to eat the truma. In that case, lo machil avoda, he's not going to do it. Right? So it'd be like this. So the person who's the tevul yom, he's not allowed to, he's mechal. But the person who's not, meaning the guy who just made this korcha, or he tore his beard or something like that, so therefore he would not be mechal the avoda if he did anyway. Okay. Where are we up to now? Omer Rabba. Lamali de kosav rachmana tome utful yom umchusar kippurim. So why do I have to have all three of these? Now, all three of these have a certain aspect of tuma. There's a difference, which the Gemara is going to speak out as to what the levels are of tuma. But the Gemara's question, Rav is saying, why do I have to have all three? Just teach me one of them, and I can learn out the others for them. But why is the need for, again, the tome Secondly, the Tfu Yom and the Mechusar Kippurim. So Tzrichi says, Rab, I'll tell you why you had to have it. The Ikos of Rachmana Tomei, if the Torah would have only written one of them, because what it's going to do is there's a chumrah by each one of these that wouldn't be able to learn out the others, right? If you were in Tomei, Shekein, Mitamei. So someone who is Tomei, so they themselves give over the Tumah to others, but that doesn't apply to the other case, right? So therefore you won't be able to learn out from a Kohen who's Tomei. B'tevul Yom, if you only would have written out by the person who hadn't, meaning he's Tvuyom, he went there, but he went there if he's waiting for Herav Shemesh. So Mechusar Korim lo osimine, you wouldn't be able to learn from that the person who is Mechusar Kippurim. Shekein Psul Truma, because he is possible to eat Truma while the other one isn't, right? And finally, the Mechusar Kippurim, if you would have written out the case of the Mechusar Kippurim, he didn't bring his Korban yet at all. Tvuyom lo osimine, you couldn't learn out from him the case of the Tvuyom, Shekein Mechusar Maisa, because he didn't do his Maisa yet, he hasn't done this necessary action he has to, but the guy who was Toivled, he went to the Mikvah that day, so he's just waiting, so you can't really say that's called Mechusar Maisa, so therefore you wouldn't be allowed to just write one of them and learn the others out of it. Okay, so the Gemara says I'm asking to that first part. However, let's go to the next level. Mechada Lo Osi. Okay, from one of them you can't learn out. Teise Chada Mitarte. Let's learn out two of them, right? You can't learn one from the other. You can't write one and write the other two, but write out two of them, and then you'll learn out the other ones as well. So the Torah says, "Behelo lichtoiv rachmana." So which one should the Torah have not written? You'll be able to learn it out. Lo lichtoiv mechusu kippurim b'teisei mehanach. If it hadn't read the case of the person who hasn't yet brought his korban, could you bring up the others? No. Malahanach shekein pesulim betruma. The chumrah by those is that they are not allowed to eat the truma, right? So therefore, maybe the one who was mechusar kippurim, right, is not Jew, so he's not going to possel everything that any avodah that he does. He's not going to be mechalwit. Ella, so like this. Lo lichta rachmana betvul yom. Don't write out Tevul Yom, leave that one out, and we'll be able to learn out Tevul Yom from the other two. V'teisei Mehanach, you can learn it out from the case of the Tameh and the Mechusar Kippurim, right? Demai Perkos, what are you going to ask? What's your Perkos going to be? Malahanach Shekein, Mechusar, and Maisa, the other two have not yet done a Maisa. Sof, Klishe La Tumoson. Klishe here means like it's weak. Right, it's a little bit lower. So when you compare the status of tumah from the person who went to the mikvah already, and right, and the person who hasn't yet brought his korban at all, so therefore then it's not going to be comparable. Like Mar says in the top of Amud Beis, Kesaver Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kizav Dami. So the Gemara is explaining that Rabba holds that a Zav is like a Mechusar Kippurim is like of a Zav, is like a Zav himself, right? Let's see, this is a halacha, one second. The Rambam here. This is Hilchos Bias HaMikdash Perek Gimel. So Rambam, halacha test, right? Nichnas b'sor laharabayis loke shimon aval tome meis o tvul yom shenichnas leezras noshim o mechusar kipporim shenichnas leezras yisroel, right? So that's our case. Afal pi she'ena loike makin oso makas mardus. So the Rambam learns that for this case he's going to get makas mardus. The Ravid argues. The Ravid says a strong loshen. Says the Ravid shibush de mechusar kipporim shenichnas Machine Shchina Dahainu Mishar Niknor Vlifnim Yeshbo Kores. So according to the Ravid, it's even a much more serious thing about him doing this, right? But that's the idea that what's it called, that he's holding that a Mechusar Kippurim Vazav is like a regular Zav as well. And the Gemara continues and says like this. Mechusar Kippurim Dezav Kizav Dami Tanaihi. Really, this whole idea whether a Zav who didn't yet bring his korban is like a Zav or not, that's a machlokis amongst the Tanoim. Ditanya Sorfa Onein Mechusar Kippurim. that this is talking about the paraduma. So if it was burned by an onain, right, person who is in the ninus, or a person who is mechusar kiporim, ksheira. So that first opinion holds that it is fine; it's not a problem. Yosef Abavli Omer onain ksheira mechusar kiporim psula. So he makes a chiluk. Yosef Abavli holds that if it was done by an onain, okay, but if it's mechusar kiporim, then it is pasul. So my love, baha kemiflis, isn't it pshat that they're arguing on this very point? What's their status? Mar Savar, that would be Yosef Abavli. Mechusar kiporim dezav kizav domi. He holds like a zav, just like a zav can't do it, so the mechusar kiporim can't do it either. Umar Savar, the Tanakama holds lav kizav domi. He's not like a zav, right? But instead, right, what would he be? He would be considered to be like a tzvulyon. Right? That would be this test. There's the Rambam over here. One second. The Rambam in Hilchot Paraduma. Perek Dalid, Yud Dalid. Where's the Rambam? He says very straightforward. Sarfa onein omechus kiporim kshera. He paskins like the opinion that it is allowed. For an onein or mechus kiporim could do the avoda. Someone says, "Lo, that's not a machloikis to kuliyama bezav domi." Really, everybody holds that it is like a zav. V'ho b'hakimifli. So, talk them. What is the machloikis? Dichsiv that the pasuk says v'hiza hatahor. Right. So, literally means the pure one is the one who's going to do the hazah, is going to do the sprinkling. Right. Let's just see the pasuk. 19:19. Fond memories of 19:19 in Devarim. That was Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen Shlita pounding the table for Adam Zonim. You'll always remember this. 19:19. But now we'll do 19:19 in a different chumash. This is in Bamidbar. Says the pasuk, "V'hiza hator al hatame b'yom hashlish b'yom hashvi v'chito b'yom hashvi v'chives begad v'rachas b'mayim v'tohir bo'orev." Right. So the idea over here is that what we just finished talking about, the one who is doing it has to be tohar ready. So for by saying tohar in this pasuk, that's coming to emphasize a new point. He has to be tohar, but only enough to be able to do the avoda of the paraduma. Right. So it says the Gemara, "Michlal shehu tame." Right. That he could be tame in something else. Li made al tavul yom shekasha b'paros. This is the source to teach me that the Tzivul Yom would in fact be kosher to do this, right? As we saw the Rambam passing this way. Samar Savar Tuma Dechola Torah Kula Umar Savar Tuma Dehach Parsha. So the Tanakhama holds that any time you have tuma in the Torah, right? This would include somebody who's a tevul yom. Doesn't matter what the actual source was. It would include a zav. It would include a mitzora who od arsi went to the mikveh, but he still needs to, to bring his korban. That's the opinion of the Tanakama, right? That they could do it. And the other one, Yosef HaBavli, he says, no, this is talking about the person who's in this Parsha. This Parsha is talking about Tumas Mace, right? So that's what the whole idea of, right? Paraduma brings Tahara to that person. Hilkach, therefore, we come out now, according to Yosef HaBavli, Onein Utevul Yom Detome Sheretz Dekile, if they were tame because of they touched a sheret. Also, bekavachomer mitvul yom demes. We can make that from a kavachomer, right? And we're going to be more lenient on them. We make it from the kavachomer person who was a tvulyom from a mace, meaning that they're going to be allowed to do the pardum. Avab bechusar kipurim, but the case who is lacking the maisa, right? Dezav dechomer, that's going to be much more strict. Why? Because shekein tuma yoytze alav migufo. So because his tuma came out from him. So in that case, it's more low. We're not going to allow him to participate in any part of the para aduma. Because most types of the tumah that come is something external comes upon him. You touch the sheretz, you touch the mace, or something like that. But a zav and a mitzora, so those are unique. They have a special name because they come out from him. So since these two things have they came to gufos, so they have a chumrah, and therefore we require this additional level of bringing the kippur in order to be involved in the case of the para aduma. Okay, Mr. John, we'll stop here and we'll pick it up tomorrow with the next part.